Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certification's segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarK. In our last chapter, we met Sarah, a rookie Pesach shopper, as she made her way around the supermarket aisles. Let's follow her around some more, as she fills her shopping cart with Pesach products. Sarah is headed for the fruits and vegetables aisle. You are correct in assuming, Sarah, that fresh fruits and vegetables may be purchased for Passover use without special certification. But do you know that processed fruits and vegetables do require special kosher for Passover certification? What could be the problem with these fruits and vegetables? Let's take a look at frozen vegetables. They require reliable kosher for Passover certification since pasta blends may be produced on the same equipment. And what could be the problem with canned vegetables packed in only water and salt? They need year-round and kosher for Passover certification, since many companies use the same mix-up tanks for saltwater brine that they use for tomato, cheese, and meat sauces. Fresh peeled or value-added vegetables are problematic as well, since their production may utilize citric acid to retard oxidation and promote freshness, which requires special kosher for Passover certification. Of course, all plastic bag leafy vegetables, which undergo a clean and wash system, require reliable kosher certification year-round to ensure the customer that the system effectively removes insects which are forbidden. Next, Sarah is looking for the dried fruit with which she will make her compote. Does she need specially marked kosher for Passover certification on dried fruit? Yes, dried fruits require kosher for Passover certification because they may be treated with oil or coated with rice or oat flour or processed with potassium sorbate, which may be derived from grain products. Regarding frozen fruit, Sarah, do you know that if it is plain and unsweetened with no additives, it is acceptable without special Passover certification? It is the sweetened frozen fruit that requires strict Passover certification since it could be sweetened with corn syrup. I know that you are planning on stocking up on a lot of fruit juices for Pesach, Sarah, and most frozen juices require special Passover certification. Some do not. Check our website for details. Fresh fruit juices may undergo different types of processing and all must be approved for Passover. For more information, check our website at PassoverKosher.com or look at our Passover guide available at your local Hebrew bookstore. Well, Sarah, you've learned so much about Pesach shopping. For now, consider yourself StarK informed. Until next time, Kol Tov.